This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, poking around, poking at me. I don't care if you poke at me. I kind of like it. I think it's funny. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. Smarter people than I are up in the website. But also, on top of that, you can buy my new book, really, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All those little conversations that you want to have had, really you've never known how to respond to. You don't have the facts. You don't have the information you need to fight back. You got to be armed. Right? You got to be armed. I keep telling you guys that. Please don't be those people that, I haven't had this lecture in a while. Do not be one of those morons that simply spews the party line. I watch some of you do it in the Facebook feed. I even watch some of you do it on the live feed that we have on the regular page. And I think it's so funny because the words are almost verbatim what comes out of your party. You can't even explain what they are, what they mean. I always find that more than laughable. And even you religious people. I'm talking to you Christians, too. Right? Don't spew what the pulpit says. Make sure you know what it is that you're talking about. Make sure you know what it is that you stand for, that you're willing to fight for. Because if you don't know what you're willing to fight for, and all you're doing is fighting for the party. Hey, my party makes some really stupid mistakes. My party does some really dumb things. I don't stand up for them. I do not stick up for them for doing that. That's a total waste of time and brain space for me. And energy. I got other things I want to waste energy on. This is not one of them. Or fighting party issues is not one of them, I should say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, head up to the website. You can find it on Amazon.com. I don't sell the Kindle on the website. The Kindle version you can buy... from Amazon direct, so just head up to Amazon, and it's real simple. All you gotta do is type Ramblings. Type Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. If you don't know how to spell any of those words, then don't bother reading the book. Just go to the kids section first and get yourself up to speed. So, the numbers came out again. Unemployment numbers. And God bless America, as usual. We're using Obama math to decipher. There isn't any numbers that a man hasn't come out with that haven't been. When it comes to unemployment or the GDP, if you go to the government websites and you check it out yourself, I'm not giving you everything. I am amazed. His numbers are continually. I haven't checked in a couple of months. But the last time I checked, in all the months he's been in, they only had about 4 or 5 months that were not readjusted. Everything else has to be readjusted for him. Everything else that he does, the numbers are great, wonderful, terrific. Until a month later when they actually figure out the real numbers. And they're not so great and terrific anymore. Right? And it's only him. We're also going to talk about the Australian refugee deal we made that has now been considered classified. So we can't know how many refugees are coming in because it's classified.
Oh.
The most transparent administration ever. At least that's what he told you it was going to be. And you bought it. And you voted for him, some of you. And you bought into it. So the unemployment rate tumbles to 4.6%, the lowest it's been since August of 2007. Which I find stunning. Because the amount of people that are no longer looking for a job has gone up. So in a stunning development, the Bureau of Labor Statistics just revealed that the U.S. unemployment rate unexpectedly dropped to 4.6% in November. This is the lowest it's been since August of 2007. Now, when I first heard this, I said to myself, okay, you know what they did? They took all the part-time holiday help, and they rolled it into that. And that's how they came with the 4.6 or whatever it was. Now, the economists were expecting the rate to be unchanged from October of 4.9%. But somehow, this was great. This was great news. The trend in employment growth remains more than strong enough to keep the unemployment rate trending down, said Jim O'Sullivan of high-frequency electronics, economics. Now, some of this decline, was due to the 446,000 Americans that dropped out of the labor force. That's right. That's how we do it now. So apparently if you drop out of the labor force, well, you found a job. The job's called retirement or the job's called unemployment. I don't know which. Right? Labor force participation rate is down to 62.7%. So the participation rate keeps dropping. Participation rate keeps dropping, which means less and less and less and less and less and less people are looking for work, trying to get work, or working. So therefore, the unemployment rate keeps dropping. See, apparently if you're not looking for employment, right, then they don't count you as unemployed because you don't want to be employed. I mean, frustration doesn't come into any of that where you can't get a job. I mean, seriously, how do you work a part-time job while you're looking for a full-time job so you can actually take care of your family? You can't do it. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you need to, take whatever you need to take to try to have these numbers make sense. Do it now, because I'm going to make you sick on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Waka, waka, waka.
Listen to the real side on GCN. I got a lot of good stories for you guys tonight. You sent me a lot of good stories. I got a lot of good stories. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, spending with us here on the show. So we're getting these phony unemployment numbers that the government seems to have no problem giving us. They don't lose any sleep. This, you know, these guys were supposed to be the most transparent. Remember? We got that whole line of garbage that we had to put our boots on for. They were going to be the most transparent administration that ever known to mankind or something. I don't know. And all they've done is lie to us. They haven't stopped yet. So when you have almost a half a million Americans that drop out of the labor force, they give up looking for work because they can't find it. And again, like I started to say before the break was over, it started to get all hot and bothered over. You know, you're sitting here, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm out looking for a job, and I'm beating meat every day. I'm beating pavement. I'm trying to get a job. I'm putting applications in. And all I can find maybe is part-time work. So if I find part-time work and I got to work 30 to 35 hours a week to keep the job, but I'm not going to get insurance, a lot of things aren't going to happen, how can I go look for that full-time job that I actually have to have? How's that going to happen for me? How am I going to change the life of my family from a financial, from a security standpoint, having medical insurance that actually works? It doesn't cost me more than my other medical insurance cost? He doesn't realize the damage he created, and you know, he's always talking global, except he can't look globally at this country. He can't. He can't look at what he's done to families who can't afford. You know, we've talked about this. I had one economist reach out to me once and tell me I was right, although it was a little more complicated than I was saying. And I go, yeah, listen, I got to get it down to the level I can understand it, you know, the sixth grade level. But what you guys don't realize is you go to have $15 an hour minimum wage. Oh, yeah, I got a $15, it's a living wage. Well, it's only a living wage until it catches up to you. Because once you get $15 an hour, right, your boss has to raise it. I don't care. You work at McDonald's, $15 an hour. No problem. They have to raise the price of the hamburger. Now, the truck driver who delivers food to the grocery store, when he stops for lunch, all of a sudden his lunch costs him more money. He's going to go back to his boss, the delivery truck owner. He goes, hey, guess what? My lunch just went up. You're going to foot the bill for this. I need more money from you. And they give him a raise. Now, where do they pass that money out to? The grocery store. They go, hey, Mr. Grocer, I got to pay the truck driver more money. He's squeezing me for more money for lunch. I got to give him more money. I'm going to pass that on to you. And now that $15 an hour worker who's all excited in McDonald's goes to buy a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, the stuff they need to live on, and it's gone up. You know why? Because they wanted $15 an hour. It is a vicious circle that will never end. It's not the way to fix it. You know the way to fix it? Get a better job. That's how you fix it. Educate yourself. Get a better job. That's how you fix it. Okay, Joe, breathe. All right. So now the participation rate is down to 62. That means only 62.7% of the people in this country are working. Right? Think about it. Come on. Not that the others are unemployed. These are the ones that are working. And then, I don't have the stat in front of me, but I got a statistic a while back that basically said like 56% of the people in this country were on some kind of government aid. It's not undeserved aid, don't get me wrong. If you've been paying the Social Security all your life, if you've been paying into some of these programs, you deserve to get your money, as was promised. But do you understand that 46% of the country, or what, 44% of the country, most of them working part-time jobs, cannot sustain? We can't sustain this. We're coming up on $20 trillion. Do not tell me that's normal. Come on, think it through. Anyway, the drop in unemployment is statistically significant. I'm trying to read off the piece here. It's unusual, unusually, but we still treat it with caution. Ian Shepherdson of the Pantheon Macroeconomics said, the labor force jumped sharply in the third quarter, but the increase always looked unsustainable. Well, why would it look unsustainable? If this president has done such a good job making jobs, getting out of the way to allow companies to make jobs, wouldn't this be a non-issue, right? And not only that, on top of all of that, see, you love the way they poo-pooed Trump's getting those 1,000 jobs or keeping those 1,000 jobs. Oh, it's only 1,000 jobs. He'd have to do that another 840 times. And they were proud of that. They were proud of the fact that Mr. Obama may have. They can't prove any of it. They can't point to one thing that created a job for somebody, as far as I'm concerned. A permanent job, I'll put it that way. And so Ian said that, that it looked like this was unsustainable. Even when the job numbers sharply shot up, it was unsustainable. Now, during the month, U.S. companies added 178,000 non-farm payrolls, which was a tad lighter than the 180 forecast by economists. And growth was driven by private payrolls, which increased by 156,000. Weakness in the retail. Are you hearing that? We're coming into the holiday season. Weakness in retail trade and the somewhat subdued pace in trade, transport and utilities, employment continue to disappoint our expectations. Barclays' Michael Gapin observed the decline in retail trade was concentrated in traditional brick-and-mortar stores, with the fall especially large in clothing retailers. Well, why not? If you can buy the stuff online and you're not paying sales tax and you're not paying shipping, why not buy it online? You're getting a better price for the product online for the exact same product. Now, rather than a signal of impending weakness in consumption, it's not that people aren't buying. I'm amazed that even with people with a bunch of part-time jobs are so afraid of not giving their kids something for Christmas, not getting their kids a gift, they're so afraid that they're willing to go to hawk over it. Just nuts. Average hourly earnings increased by just 2.5% in a year, which was weaker than what was expected. The watchful eye will remain on wages as more pro-growth policies are expected to be initiated in 2017. We're not even close to being out of the woods. This president is going to have his hands full, whether you want to hear it or not. More on this inside the break. We'll talk about some of the jobs that are being cut. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love that song. And not even I love that song. What is it? It sounds like it's going like, you know, all right, so you old farts, right? You have the old 45 records, you spin them faster. Trying to make it sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's kind of what I got from that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rhonda Jean from Texas, thanks for joining me tonight. Appreciate it. I do appreciate when you guys tell me where you're from. If I get to them, I will get to them. I really do enjoy hearing where you're coming from, you know, where you're listening in from. Deborah from West Virginia, thank you there as well. Hey, some of you, we're on a boatload of stations across the country, and if you want us on a station near you, let me know. Tell me where you're listening from. Let me know. Call a local station. Ask them why they're not taking the show. What's wrong with you people? And then if you're not getting a response from them, send it to me. I will get a response from them. I guarantee it. I promise you that I will. All right. Let's get back to the unemployment numbers. The no, I can't forget this. You got Deborah from West Virginia. Beautiful, beautiful. They're all beautiful states. And I mean that in their own way. They're all beautiful states. I mean, seriously. Jamie from Florida. My wife hails from Florida. Wonderful, beautiful lady. Well, wonderful. She is beautiful, but wonderful is more important to me. And I'm sorry, guys. I think I probably have the prettiest wife in the country. What can I tell you? The unemployment rate. Let's get back to that before I get go sideways on this. So the president, again, you know, when you talk about this labor participation rate, the people don't really pay attention to and understand. If you don't really pay attention to what's happening, you know, we're just going to get in trouble with this. And you're not going to hold your legislators' feet to the fire. You know, you've got legislators all around you that can help with this. You need to hold the feet to the fire of your senators, your congressmen. Now, unemployment rates fell for all ethnicities except for Hispanic and Latino, which was unchanged at 5.7% for the month. Those with less than a high school diploma saw their unemployment rate jump to 7.9 from 7.9 to 7.9 from 7.3. To be a bit more precise, the unemployment rate fell to 4.6 in November from 4.8 in October. And the jobs, these are not high-paying jobs, people. These are not jobs that would help you take care of a family. Manufacturing jobs fell off. Think about this. Will you give some thought to what's going on here? Manufacturing jobs fell off by 4,000. Now, I know that doesn't sound a lot in the grand scheme of things. You know, we've got millions of people out of work and 4,000. 1,000, you know, you talk about Carrier, right? 1,000 jobs in a small community is a big deal. There are almost 200,000 people in the community I live in. If we had some business go under and there were 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 jobs that were lost, that would be a big deal. Now, a president like Trump, which is really funny because they're all screaming that what he did was no big deal today. Well, if what he did was no big deal, then what the heck? Why didn't you do it? Why didn't your team do this? And these manufacturing jobs, they're going to be watched real closely because, again, it's what Donald Trump promised. Wow, I'm in trouble with Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip tonight. And not that he can create any jobs. Again, let's be clear. We use these terminologies that aren't true. You can't create a job. A president doesn't create a job. He gets out of the way. He gets regulations out of the way. He gets all these penalties out of the way. So these businesses will create jobs. Now, their employment data continue to reflect a healthy economy with lots of jobs. On Wednesday, ADP's employment report showed that the U.S. economy created around 216,000 jobs in November. And monthly surveys from Richmond Fed, Dallas Fed, and New York Fed all signaled ongoing job growth. Now, I agree with that there's more jobs in bulk, there's more jobs available. But they're low-paying jobs. They're not jobs that you can support a family on. You need 2.5 of those jobs to support a family. Anyhow, so, you know, and you got retail stores that are going out of business. I love this. I think this is hilarious. We're coming into the Christmas season, and retail stores are having trouble. Right? The Limited, they're laying off 240 people. DreamWorks Animation laying off 170. What else is there? Transamerica. And their Cedar Rapids office is losing 120. What else we got here? I'm not happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not happy these people are losing their jobs. Right? But we need to see the honesty of this. You guys on the left need to see the reality of what's happening. Okay? Pittsburgh Tribune, 106. They probably deserve to lose some of those jobs, because, you know, these papers that aren't reporting the truth, they deserve to go down. GoPro's laying off 15% of their job force, starting off with laying off 200 right off the bat. And if you look at some of these Chinese knockoffs, yes, and that's part of what Trump was talking about. You've got all, you know, remember that China doesn't enforce, they don't respect the copyright laws that we have. Airbus is laying off 1,100. Intel's laying off almost 100 people. Let me see. I'm just like, hey, look. Well, that's it. That's all I want to play with. You can't look at all these things. You can't look at all this stuff that's going on with these businesses at the microcosm level. These small businesses all across the country. I think it's no big deal. It's no big whoop. 100 jobs here, 50 jobs there, 60 jobs there. It is a big whoop. It is a big deal. And if you get past all this, you know, the unemployment stuff, you know, how is President-elect Trump going to turn this around? Come on, give it some thought. How is he really going to turn this around? It's a lot of work here. Yeah, I did that. Now, let's go on to, we've got people out of work. We've got people looking for work. We've got unemployment rates that, quote unquote, that are dropping. So what a better time to bring more refugees in, right? So the Obama administration is trying to stiff arm lawmakers, right? Now they're questioning the secret refugee deal that he made with Australia. Did you guys know? Well, you guys were aware about that? So there's about 2,500 refugees from terrorism hotspots around the world. They're bound for the U.S. Now, they were rejected by the Australian government. So if the Australian government, who goes out of its way to try to check these people out, won't accept them, won't vet them positively, what are we doing? Why are we taking them in? See, I think it's stuff like this that prove it's proof positive that Mr. Oblamo is not. He does not love this country. He doesn't care. Why would you do that? What are the Aussies are too stupid to know whether these people are dangerous or not? Is that what it is? Do they not have the money to take them in? What's the reasoning behind it? But I'll tell you what, not even lawmakers can get information about who they are. You know why? You ready for this? The whole deal with the Aussies has been made classified information. Somehow it's a secret of some kind, of national security. In an unprecedented move, the U.S. Department, State Department has classified details of the refugees to be resettled in America as a secret deal with Australia, and therefore it is now classified information. The bilateral agreement, which Australia Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull called a one-off, involves 2,400 people currently being held in Papua New Guinea at the Nauru, who will now be transferred onto U.S. soil. This is a backroom deal. We're only dealing with another country's refugee problem. That's the Center for Immigration Studies fellow Don Barnett told the Fox News group earlier today. I don't believe for a moment it's a one-time deal. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, see, the government, these guys haven't told us any truth anyhow. So I don't believe it's a one-time deal either. The move has also raised a red flag among congressional oversight members. You want to know why? You have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, this unemployment stuff, you guys know. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, it floors me. It floors me that they're so willing to easily lie. My question to you, or some of you, is do you really believe these numbers anymore? When the government gives you a number on unemployment, GDP, or any of that stuff, do you still believe those numbers? Because if you do, I've got a deal for you. I want to sell you some land. You don't have to see it. Just take my word for it. Seriously. I'm selling it at a fire sale, as they used to call it. So we hear about the numbers, the unemployment numbers, and where we're at, and the participation rates. We hear about that, too. And, you know, it's getting better. It's getting so better that Mr. Obama has decided we could take in refugees. Even more. You know, I heard a number today. I haven't been able to verify it. But it's from the Border Patrol. The number is from the Border Patrol. That we have taken in almost 500,000 refugees in the last 18 months. Okay, now we keep hearing about how, you know, immigration is down. Legal immigration is down. We're doing this. We're doing that. It's not true. None of it is true. This, you know what? In 20 years or 25 years, you're going to find out that this has been one of the most corrupt administrations ever. that has ever been in the White House, ever. So nearly 2,500 refugees from the terrorist hotspots around the world are bound for the U.S. through Australia, because Australia rejected these people, in case you're just joining us. That another one of them secretive kind of agreements has been made by the White House. I guess I have the wrong understanding of what transparency means. I guess what transparency really means is hiding things from people. Not giving them the real numbers. Not giving them their information in a timely manner. I guess that's what transparency really means. I've had all this confused for so long. It's so nice that he's able to lay it out for us. In an unprecedented move, the U.S. State Department has classified details on refugees to be resettled in America via a secret deal made with Australia. The bilateral agreement, which Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull called a one-off, involves 2,465 people. Now, they're being held in Papua New Guinea. And we're going to bring them here. They're being held in a camp. The Australians will not let them wander around. It's not like they're hanging out there and somebody goes, well, you know, we really don't have enough room for another 2,500 people. Let's send them to the U.S. No, the Australian government has said these people are too unsafe to come to this country, to stay here. So we're going to keep them locked up till we can find a home for them. The U.S. goes, hey, bring them over here. We're stupid. We don't mind if you blow up our stuff. Come on over. Yeah, we'll even buy a brand new set of butcher knives. It's crazy. And this backroom deal that's been made with Australia, now it's, like I said, it has now been set as classified. So we can't get the details. And I'm hoping Trump turns all this stuff around. If he gets in there and he follows suit or falls in line, if you would, I will be one of the hardest workers against him that you'll find in this country. And the congressional oversight members, they're going on their minds too. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Jay Johnson and the Secretary of State John Kerry, key lawmakers, Senator Chuck Grassley, now these are all Republicans, which I think is interesting. This is why the Dems are actually more dangerous than the Republicans. You guys, you Democrats, you fall in line with each other and you go right over the cliff with them because that's what the party wants you to do. It's for the good of the party. How many bills are really bipartisan? How many of these issues do both sides actually get on and run with? Right? So let me see. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia complained about the lack of transparency. The situation is concerning for many, they say, for many reasons. The letter also went on to say, charging that your departments negotiated an international agreement regarding refugees without consulting and notifying Congress. Again, the most transparent administration. Remember, that's what he said. This was going to be the most transparent administration. He has virtually done nothing of what he said he was going to do. When staffers probed the number of individuals being considered for resettlement, they were told it was classified, even though the refugee admissions are traditionally public officials. However, they did confirm countries of origin to be, you ready for this one? Iran, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, and Sudan. And even some countries that they call stateless. What the heck is stateless? I think Palestine is considered stateless, right? Because we don't recognize them. Does this scare anybody else? Iran, Sudan, and Syria are the three countries on the U.S. current state sponsors of terrorism list. Come on. So we sat there, or our president, who supposedly loves you, cares about you, and wants to keep you safe. And by the way, I don't know if you heard his speech where he said the country's in much better shape than he got it. I wonder how much dope he does smoke. I mean, if I had endless amount of funds, I would actually pay somebody to count the amount of joints he smokes during the day. He's got to be doing something to really believe this stuff the way he does. The stateless comment, though, worries Barnett more than anything. It worries me, too. What does that mean? Where do they come from? What are we talking about? He goes on to say that these could be Burmese Muslims who have posed assimilation issues for every nation which has taken them. It's a dangerous precedent which says we'll take any ethnic group which you don't, even if you don't get along with them. Australia's been under fire for paying poor surrounding island nations to house detention centers for refugees. Australia created the camps in an effort to curtail people smuggling and has long had a policy which prevents individuals seeking asylum from entering the country before being vetted. Wow. You mean they want to protect their people? Come on, that ain't right. There'd be something wrong with that. You should let them in anyway. In a statement, the State Department said that the Obama administration is proud of its role in taking the refugees, even ones other nations don't want. It's not that they don't want them, Mr. Oblamo. If they can't be vetted, or they've been vetted in a negative way, or they should be sent back. He goes on to say, the United States is proud of its long history as the largest refugee resettlement country in the world. Is he serious? You know, I won't do it. As the president has announced, our refugee resettlement program has grown substantially in the last year. The United States has agreed to consider referrals from the UN High Commission for Refugees. Yes, let's trust the UN because they've done such a great job, don't you think? I'm going to pop an eyeball over this. I don't get these people. I don't get how these people can hate us so much that they're willing to bring in other people that want to blow us up, that want to kill us, that want to hatchet us. Right? I mean, think about it. I don't get, how can you say that they like us, love us, care about us, or what have you? You can't. We don't have laws in this country anymore. We don't have any that we support, that we fight for, that we uphold. You know, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about the University of California and other cities or college groups that are going to fight Trump on illegal immigration, right? So you got sanctuary cities to say, we're not going to do what the federal law says to do or what Mr. Trump wants us to do. He's going to have to start suing these cities, hold their funding, and suing these cities to do the right thing. The University of California, it digs in to fight Trump on illegal immigration. It's going to protect its illegal immigrants. He's going to have to do the same thing there. He's going to have to stop the federal funding to these colleges, to the states for higher education. It'll hurt them all. It'll hurt all the education, but maybe that's what he's going to have to do to get the point across. We can't be a nation of lawless. That's what we become. In the last 8 years, we have probably become the most lawless we've ever been. Nobody follows any of the laws. You think under Reagan or under Bush, the states would just start legalizing marijuana? It's against federal law. And, you know, doctors who dispense that, because the doctors have federal licenses to dispense drugs, the doctors who dispense that, if they were written up, if their licenses were being suspended, do you know how fast this would stop? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, remember, top of the hour, you Facebook people got to reset. But when we come back, we'll talk about how there's no more federal law. There's no states to follow it. We'll be back in a minute.